Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Hey, can I just chat with you for a second? I know there are some of you out there who have a vision for what you'd like your life to look like, but you're just not exactly sure how to take the steps to make it into a reality. And sometimes you just need somebody to brainstorm with you and collaborate on how to make your goals happen. I'd like to be that person for you. That's why I'm offering one-on-one calls. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Kind of a mouthful, but again, that's Calendly, calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Here you can set up a 30-minute or a 60-minute strategizing session. If you're looking for a sign to change your life, this is it. And I would absolutely love to be the person to help you get there. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. This week's episode is talking about one of my daily habits that I practice that honestly, I've only been doing it for about a year or so, but I have been pretty consistent with it, and I have seen an incredible difference in just my overall mental state of health and my energy and just the way that I approach every single day. And that is that I start my day writing gratitude lists. And I've had so many people say, yeah, that's so awesome. I should get into that. I just thought I would reflect on my decision to start doing these lists and how it has kind of evolved over time. And hopefully if you gain a lot from this episode, you can start doing gratitude lists as well. About a year and a half ago, I was going through a very difficult time. I had just gotten out of a very brief but meaningful relationship, and I was unhappy in my job. I was really unhappy in my apartment, and I just kind of needed some inspiration. I needed to stop feeling like I was a victim and that my life was in my control. So I picked up a book called May Cause Miracles by Gabby Bernstein, and this book was so important to me, and it was so revealing of my current circumstances, and it really just magnified the things that I was telling myself and the things that I was going through and how it was kind of self-sabotage. So this book was an amazing way for me to begin just revamping my life and really taking things into consideration. So I received the tip on, I believe it was day one or day two, that you cannot live in abundance and you cannot powerfully change your circumstances and your life if you are not grateful for what you already have. So it was suggested to me to start doing gratitude lists or gratitude exercises. So at first, I was just turning to social media. It started with Snapchat, and then as Snapchat kind of fizzled out for me, I moved it over to Instagram. And every single morning, I would just start by simply saying three things that I was grateful for. I didn't really reflect on why I was grateful for them. I just wanted to acknowledge that I did have blessings in my life and that I wanted to put them on display and appreciate them. So that's where it all began. And the more that I got into this personal growth journey and this quest for being my happiest self, the more books that I read. And I picked up another book. It was called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. And in that book, again, it was another 30 days of compilations of exercises to follow. I, from that point, was encouraged to expand the list and not just say the things, but write them down. And also write down why I was grateful for all these things. So it wasn't just saying things into the air to just get it over with. It was really sitting there and thinking of reasons why these blessings were in my life and why I appreciate them. So that became part of my morning routine. A good tip, if you're considering doing this as well, is to bring out a notebook or buy a specific notebook where you can keep these lists in the same place every day. So that way you can leave the notebook out the night before. It's fresh in your mind that you should be doing this. I leave mine right on my kitchen table next to my water bottle that I also drink right away in the morning. Again, your morning routine happens the night before, so the much that you can prepare for it, the better off you will be. So anyway, you're probably thinking, okay, great, Davina, this is all very positive and very uplifting, but why do you do this? Like, what are the benefits? What are the takeaways of you making these lists? And first and foremost, I would like to discuss something pretty incredible that happened to me through doing these lists and just being open to not only appreciate what I have, but receive better things as well. I mentioned at the beginning of this episode that one of the reasons why I was so depressed and so unhappy was because I was in a bad living environment. My neighbors were constantly stressing me out. I had felt very alone and isolated in my neighborhood, and I wanted to escape, but what I wanted was my own place. Or I wanted to live in a space that felt like it was my own place. So I really did feel the inkling to move back into the city. I think the city is great for people like me who are single and have a lot of interests and want to kind of explore and check things out. And it didn't really have that same fulfillment in New Jersey. It was a much quieter town, and there really wasn't much to do for someone like me. But as we all know, New York City is crazy expensive, and I kind of had to swallow my pride and be okay with the idea of finding a place with roommates. And I hadn't had the best experiences with roommates in the past, and I had just lived by myself for a year. So I was really nervous to pursue this, but you know, I thought if I could get a place where I have, you know, an entire floor to myself, you know, like a duplex situation where I can have a basement and I pay extra for it, but it, you know, aside from sharing the kitchen and maybe the bathroom, I have all of this space to myself. So it's kind of like a compromise between living alone and splitting rent with other people. So that was the path I was pursuing, but I was given an amazing opportunity. I had applied for an apartment, and it was a one bedroom in the same area in New Jersey, and I did not get approved for it. And I just remember feeling so defeated and so upset, and really just sitting down with my gratitude list the next day and writing out all the reasons that I was grateful. And, you know, I reflected on, I was grateful for money because I could get an apartment. I had money saved up so I could pay the fees that were going to be expected of me. And I was grateful for this apartment hunting experience because it taught me how to be organized with my paperwork and how to be resilient and really own myself as a great tenant and own myself as a tenant that a landlord would really, really want. And even though the odds were against me and it was a stressful time, I did the best that I could to be the person who deserved a great home. And wouldn't you know, I stumbled onto an apartment on this website called nakedapartments.com. If you're looking for a place in New York City, it's incredibly, incredibly valuable. But I stumbled onto this place, and it was in an area called Astoria in Queens, which I had been to before. Many of my friends live here. I love it. I think it's a really nice balance between urban and quiet and comfortable and cozy. And there's plenty of things to do, but it's still a lot less chaotic than living in Manhattan was. I found this place on Naked Apartments. It was listed for under the market price, and it was a studio. And I thought, oh my God, yes, I'm in. So I immediately contacted the number attached to the unit, and I said, I want to see this as soon as possible. I went to see the place, and I realized it was under the market price because, first of all, it was a basement unit, and in New York City, they're pretty opposed to living in basement units. I mean, there are quirks that are involved with renting a basement unit. I'm not going to say that it's easy to live in one, but I had just lived in one for an entire year, so I already knew everything I needed to know about, you know, keeping out the pests and mold prevention and, you know, making sure that the pipes were always working okay and everything like that. And so I was okay with that. I was okay with living in a basement again because I had already been there. And another reason why it was under market price was because it did not have an oven. It had a fridge, it had a full bathroom, tub and everything, but it didn't have an oven. And for most people, that would be a huge turnoff because how are you going to cook healthy meals if you don't have an oven? And most people would also think, for me, as somebody who meal preps all the time, how can you possibly live in a place that doesn't have a vital kitchen appliance? And the funny thing was, my oven in my apartment in New Jersey wasn't working for a long time. It was having issues with the gas meter, and it was making my carbon monoxide alarm go off, which I did not feel safe using. So I decided to just not rely on it as much and look to other cooking alternatives. So I became really reliant on my crock pot, my microwave, and I actually went out and got an electric skillet as well as a tabletop electric oven. So it's basically, you picture a traditional toaster oven, right? Kick this up a notch. So it's got two racks, just like a regular oven does. It's got the bake setting, the broil setting, everything you could possibly need. And it works great. It's truly equivalent to having a full oven. So I had already had these things. All I needed to do was sign this lease at the Astoria apartment. So I immediately expressed interest to the broker that was showing me the place, and I had all of my paperwork in hand. I said I was totally ready. So he took me back to the realtor's office, and I got to meet the landlord that same day, and I was approved for the apartment pretty much on the spot. And there's no other way for me to describe it as just being a gift from the universe. And I do contribute a lot of that to doing my gratitude exercises and just really being appreciative of what I have and open to receive everything that I want. And, you know, here I was expecting to pay a lot of money to have roommates, and I got the most ideal situation I could have ever wanted. You know, I'm in a neighborhood I love. I have my own apartment. It's perfect. I love it so much. I have such a quick commute, much quicker than when I was living in New Jersey. And again, I just stumbled onto it. It was just one of those magical situations where I, again, have to reflect on how grateful I am that this was dropped into my lap, and that my landlord is such a sweet woman, and she loves me, and I love living here. And my real estate broker, even though they do come with hefty fees, he made getting this apartment so seamlessly easy for me. And I'm so content. I am totally convinced that it was because I was doing my gratitude list during a difficult time. I was focusing all of my energy on the positive outcomes, the great things I already had, and the things that I knew were coming as long as I was just positive and open to receive them. And you can't be in that place if you are not already recognizing how blessed you are. So I hope this story inspires you, and I hope this story is motivating in a way that it reminds you to really think about the things that you want in life, yes, but also the things that you know you already have and that things that maybe others don't have. You know, and I'm not saying I wake up every morning cartwheeling out of bed to write all of the things I'm grateful for down. No, I'm definitely not that person. I am groggy as all hell when I get out of bed. And sometimes I really do have to sit with the list. And sometimes it's not as obvious to me what I should be writing down. But on those days, I find it helps even more. It helps me change my attitude. It helps me feel better. It helps me to get that motivation to go out and do something great, because I already have great things that I can build upon. So I want to encourage you to maybe, you know, if you don't start out with the 10 item list, that's okay. But maybe just take a couple minutes every morning, right when you get up, maybe make yourself a cup of coffee and just really sit down and put pen to paper. Write down a few things that you're grateful for and write down why you're grateful for them. And I promise you, your life's going to change. That's all I have for you this week. I hope you found this insightful and inspiring. And comment, leave a review, share this episode with your friend or with someone who you know is struggling. And it would mean a lot to me, and hopefully it will mean a lot to them as well. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.